Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Antiques, a novel, by Chris D'Agostino, narrated by Amy McFadden. Monday. They bought the house on Warren Street in 1980. Joseph was 6 and Charlie 2, and with Army on the way, their Jane Street 2-bedroom no longer cut it, and so upstate they went. He joked that with 3 kids, it was acceptable to give up. Yet it hadn't felt like giving up. It had felt like the next good thing. It meant a larger retail floor for George and Anna Westfall Antiques, more room for Ettore Sottsass and Memphis Milano, and everything else the aesthetically elite wanted to buy. And George was good at business. He always had been. Anna, too, give the woman credit. When they arrived in Hudson, they were the only antique shop on the block. With business a shadow of what it had been in Greenwich Village, those early years were a struggle. They questioned the wisdom of relocating. They'd crammed the kids into the car and traveled to shows, and George and Anna had drummed up private collector business and bought pieces and sold pieces, and together they grew. The 80s became the 90s, and then it was a new century. The baby boomers and the gays and the growing ranks migrated upriver and brought with them shops, wine bars, restaurants, cafes, business. Now Hudson had a bookstore, a gourmet grocery, a place that sold overpriced custom wood furniture, where Army, despite his background, refused even to inquire about a job. A restored hotel-turned-theater showcasing...